7. 10 seconds. In the corner, Alexander. Touchdown, Michigan! Howland got it and dropped it. He blocked it. He blocked it. Howard blocked it. Rolling around, onside kick. Michigan's got it. Pressure's coming. Burbank running. Got to throw it. There it goes. Intercepted by Michigan State, and the game is over.
1990.
And you know
my
what?
My favorite football game of all time. Yeah, number one versus no one.
The weather was the same. It was a 3:30 start.
Yep.
It was ABC.
Just like this.
And the temperature was sunny. I mean, it was the weather was sunny and about 72 degrees. Perfect.
It's Keith Jackson's like greatest call of his career. Howard, he dropped it.
He had it and he dropped it.
He had it and he dropped it.
It was interference. Eddie Brown admitted it in the paper this week.
Yeah, you know what?
He tackled him.
All Desmond had to do is catch the ball. And, you know, Michigan fans make it sound as if they had thrown the flag.
No, it's one more play. That's all
I
say.
One more play. Yeah.
No, I never said the game was. No, I said there's just one more. It's an incomplete. It's
one
an
more
incomplete
chance
game.
For. Yeah, it's kind of like the Rose Bowl in 1997 when Ryan Leaf never got the last chance to throw the ball in the end zone and take away Michigan's one half of a national title.
From 2 yards out versus 30 yards out, a little bit different, Jack.
Well, I don't know. Michigan had just been stopped on four plays inside the five. So, you know, it could certainly happen again. They just had a goal line stand. All right. Want to welcome in sports director, WLNS, TV6.
The fifth quarter.
Host
guru.
Of the fifth quarter. A guy who's threatening to paint his chest next week. And
really?
He had a lot of footballs thrown at him last night. These Dean Trailways fifth quarter footballs, I guess, that you see all around now. And that is, of course, our good friend Fred Heumann. Fred, no baseball this morning. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm looking at highlights right now on ESPN, and you know the Big Ten Network replays all these games that I don't watch. Major League Baseball Network does that in the winter. I wish they would find a way to see games that we missed last night when we're hosting high school shows, because that's one last night I'd like to sit down with a couple of fresh pair of underwear and watch. That was pretty
fresh
good.
Fresh pair of underwear.
Well, that was an amazing game. I got to tell you, as somebody who doesn't watch nearly as much baseball as Fred, I mean, he watches batting practice. But that was a terrific playoff game.
Well, yeah, and the one problem, you know, I'm always defending baseball, but the one problem with baseball is there aren't enough games like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say the other problem is that they don't have replay, Fred, but I don't want to.
Well, I'm starting to go that way. The umpiring is really bad. They've lost a lot of good umpires over the last few years, in part because of the union fights, and they've run some guys out. And there's a lot of umpires sitting at home forced into retirement that are better than these guys they're putting out there now. There's a lot of bad calls.
You know, Tom, we had a chance the other day with the Big Ten Network in here, and they taped some material that I guess is going to show up this morning.
Oh, boy, looking forward to that.
On the Auto Owners pregame show
between
10:30 and noon, and kind of did 5 minutes on our show here. But I am really looking forward to another one of those fantastic six sports specials that Fred and his staff do.
Oh, yeah.
This one is the Battle for Bunyan. That's not a war between podiatrists, is it?
Titles is something we always, it's funny because I used to come up with the show titles, and the news director we had before I had now always hated my titles. I mean, the best one I had, the only one that was even memorable, I thought, was in D'Antonio's first year, and I called it Red Cedar Revival, and I thought that was just appropriate for the times.
Great.
And
good.
He hated that one. He tried to overrule that, you know, because he just wanted, you know, pregame show. You know, he just wanted the most boring title, so I gave up. I said, you name it. So Gene Shanahan of our staff came up with this one, and now I just say, I don't care about the title. I care about the content. But, yeah, it's called Michigan State versus Michigan, the Battle for Bunyan, 11 o'clock. Man, I better get to work. That's on in less than 2 hours.
You want us on there? You want us on there, don't you?
I better start editing that. In fact, I did a segment with you guys. I forgot to put that in.
Oh, ouch.
Well, you had Bill Burke when I got there, and he was sitting and reliving some of his memories. But tell us a little bit more about what the contents are.
Well, we do the segment with Bill Burke. We tape that in studio. Of course, as you guys know, not only am I not an X's and O's guy, but as anyone in the media will tell you on Michigan State Week, who do you want to hear from less? The players playing in the game that day, because they're all muzzled and they don't say anything. And I promise you, at both schools, They have sessions the Sunday night before, and not only do they tell them not what to say, they tell them what to say.
They have classes. They have coursework.
There's no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind about it. And I went to both press conferences this week because I don't go to Michigan's often, and that they are so trained, and you just sit there and you fall asleep. So there'll be a few players in this show, but most of it is former players. The pomp and circumstance. Lisa Byington does, as she always does, a terrific piece with the Ducats, TJ and Tico, sitting down in Tico's house, and TJ was actually showed up for that on time. Well, not on time, but he showed up. And
Tico mentioned that last night when we talked to him, and he talked about how much fun they had in that piece.
Well, Tico's trying to give TJ some lessons about life after football, and let's just say it's coming slow. But TJ, they're both terrific guys, as you know, and both had a point in this rivalry. We went up, Lisa made a trip to do Dan Enos. Pat Tiede went to Ann Arbor. He'll cover the Michigan angle. We actually got a quick one-on-one with Rich Rodriguez on Monday. And then at the end of the show, where we even got a segment with old Jack and Tom. And, boy, editing that from the 12 minutes we shot down to 4 minutes was a struggle.
couldn't find 4 minutes worth putting out.
I need one of you. Now, you guys are leaving for the game after your show there?
I'm going to stick around till noon.
Well, I need you to call me because the best segment I should have shot that I didn't put in this show was after we taped your segment in studio. I asked Uncle Jack to come down to my office, and Tom came down. I said, I got some old video, and I'd like you to kind of look at it.
Just
see it. Now, I'm looking to see if maybe you even know the years, okay? So I bring out these old videos. One of them, I think, is the 60s, and they pointed out, that's the 40s! Another one was the 60s, and not only did you remember the games and the scores, you remembered every player.
I know, that's sick.
And I should have shot a camera, honest to God, over my shoulder of you guys going over that video, because I'm scribbling, and I need you to call me after the show, because you remember that scribble pad when you were telling me? I lost it. So I cut the video, but I can't find my notes from when you guys were here, so I need you to call me after the show, because it's in the show today, and I don't know who's on it.
You know, Fred, you know, after that segment, I walked out of that studio, and I'm thinking, I just embarrassed myself. Fred's got to be saying, get a life, dude.
I really was. But I wish I had had a camera.
Fred does the same thing with the Tigers.
Video, right? And Crawford's telling me the formations, who was quarterback, who threw the block, and what quarter the play was in. It was
Mad Magicians, that was pretty sick. We started coming up with names out of that one.
You know what's really funny, Fred? He has complete amnesia about the last 2 years.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't name a player.
He can't even tell you what the schools were from the last 2 years.
Boy, times are different. Now, Jack, you can tell. You both can. Michigan State, I did a piece with John Folk for about 4 years ago about the Bunyan Trophy. Yeah. And we went behind the scenes because Michigan had it then for about 50 years. Yeah. And what they do with it. And so I didn't even know it came off its top, you know, and he showed me that. But my point is, I looked at that piece last night and I said to John, you know, this isn't like the Stanley Cup. You never see it on the field. Right. And we never did. Now, the last 2 years, I'm sure Tom will remember this, Michigan State has paraded it around the field the Stanley Cup. Now, that's the first time that's ever happened, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it hasn't happened much. Tom,
I've never seen the Bunyan Trophy on the field until Michigan State won 2 years ago.
Let me tell you a story about the Bunyan, because I had a lot of friends of mine who were football players in 1978, and John Falk was the equipment manager in 1978. When they lost in 78, they had to go to the old football building and get it out of a storage closet.
Well, right. They used to keep the thing in that big Michigan equipment truck.
It was laying on its
side. And after they beat Michigan State for about 17 times out of 19 years, they'd just say, well, let's just leave it packed, boys.
Right.
And now when Michigan State won it, they're parading around. So I'm really interested to see what happens today if Michigan wins, if they do that.
That's a good point.
Or if that's a sore. I didn't ask anyone about that. I tried to ask a couple players, but that wasn't in their class of training, so they didn't answer it. I want to find out if that rubbed Michigan. And it shouldn't. I think it should be paraded around the field, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's never been done, and I just wonder if Michigan's going to do the same if they win.
Well, I hope they do, and that's not – it's kind of an ugly trophy, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but we've never seen it. And if you're gonna, I mean, we've always seen the little brown jug.
I mean, have you really gotten up close to
look? Well, I saw it many years ago.
But they don't even stand it on the sidelines off in the corner. They keep it in the equipment truck.
Yeah, it's not like the little brown jug where it's in a case behind the
bench. Michigan doesn't want to do anything that's going to acknowledge Michigan
State
exists.
You know, quite honestly, Fred, Jack's right. This is another dose of smugness towards Michigan State.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. That was kind of my point.
Paul what?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice now that some of the Michigan players will finally get introduced to it.
Yeah.
Well, have never met the thing.
Well, let's hope that is an issue, Fred, and we get to test your question there. Will they flaunt it with a Michigan victory? That's what I want. I just want them to have the opportunity to do that today.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going to happen. You guys probably haven't done your predictions yet.
No, we haven't. But we want yours, and we also want your favorite Michigan-Michigan State memory, and then your score for today's game.
Well, let's start with the memory. I wasn't at the 2001 game because I was working at WJR doing the post-game show, and that was a whole story in itself. After Beckman made the call, I'm doing Beckman Station, and granted, that's a Michigan station, but there's a lot of fans, at the time it was a Michigan station, but there's a lot of fans both listening, and when Beckman started screaming criminal and everything else, boy, did we get called. So I did the post-game show taking the calls, and that was memorable, but I wasn't there. I guess, man, the Tony Banks game was pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember that. I guess if I had to, you know, I guess if you had to pick one and pin me down, I'd say the 3 overtime game because I was at that in Ann Arbor when I thought John L. Smith blew it. Michigan State had it. It would have been a big program win at the time, similar to the one D'Antonio finally got a couple years ago, and Michigan State blew it. Score today, I'm picking Michigan 94-90 in overtime.
You like Michigan by 4?
I like Michigan to win, maybe in overtime. I think State's a better team, but I think the intangibles are huge in college football. The intangibles are the big house, losing 2 in a row. How many days has it been, Tom? 1,000? How many days is it now, Jack?
You better ask Jack.
1,070, right?
1,070 and Denard Robinson. I think if I promise you, Michigan State spent every living, breathing second this week on Denard, because if they stop him, that's a game. If they do, State will win. I think State's the better team in every other category. But I think Denard's that good.
You know what happened in 2004, Tom? Without Drew Stanton for more than half of that game, Michigan State rushed for 368 yards in that game.
You know, Michigan's been rushed on defensively throughout the entire decade. This is it's not just Rich Rod's defense that's caused this situation.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about Michigan State. The game that they last year they barely won, and I thought dominated the game.
Yeah.
3 years ago, D'Antonio's first year, I thought they pushed Michigan around and got sniped at the end. Jack mentions the 2004 game when I thought Michigan State was dominant, and Braylon Edwards decided to go crazy.
Right.
So let's face it, Michigan State has made this a rivalry again, and ain't it fun?
And even when Michigan outplayed him, like in 2003, and you know they State was throwing for a tie in. And the last play of the game.
Let me ask you this, Tom, in your heart of hearts, is it more fun this way or the old way? I mean,
come on
now.
Get
is this
out of
more
here.
Fun now?
Oh, hell no, Fred. The old way. Are you kidding me? This stuff is not fun. This is like a root canal. I hate this rivalry now. Get the damn game over with. Let's move on.
Now it's getting like Ohio State. Just another team that can't beat.
It's just like, I hate this game
you
now.
You liked winning 19 out of 21 years, didn't you?
Oh, life was wonderful back then,
yeah,
Fred.
Well, don't get used to it.
I'm not. Trust me.
You know, at first it was Ohio State they couldn't beat. Now Michigan State, Penn State, Appalachian State. Any team named State.
Yeah.
You've got to stay away from that.
This is the biggest game of the year for Michigan.
I don't know
how
much time we got. You asked me, my favorite memory isn't a game at all, and Crawford will hate this. It was the D'Antonio press conference when he said, how long are we going to bow down to the University of Michigan? And then he said, you know, never mind what the pride comes before the fall, but he said after the game when they got beat, he said, they can talk all this guff all they want. It's not over. It'll never be over here. It's just starting.
Yeah.
And I thought that those two comments were significant in the revival of this rival. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, they had a lot to do with what's happened with this program. Fred, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing the Battle for Bunyan today, 11 to noon. And a lot of people I know love those specials. I want to get warmed up for the game.
Thanks,
game
and call me after your show to tell me about these players again, because I got a segment on this. I don't know who they are.
Okay. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, we will be right back. We're going to take some calls, 393-3700. And we're going to go through some of the Facebook responses we got. A reminder, You can follow us at 1320WILS.com. You can listen to live streaming, or you can catch the podcast segments. You can also follow us on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or on Twitter. We'll be Twittering today from Michigan Stadium, Jack and Tom 1320. We'll be right back with more The Jack and Tom Show, 1320WILS.